Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. Your holiday party offering should be joyous.
You know, I think you had to make something festive. So a fruit tart is really festive. The candy cake, which is great with whipped cream and chocolate shavings on top.
Carol Becker, author and owner of William Greenberg Jr. Desserts in New York City, describing the candy cake as a devil's food cake.
And it has whipped cream in between the layers, and it has, you know, piped whipped cream on the outside. And we put these wonderful chocolate wafers around the top and then chocolate shavings. It's a real creamy chocolate lover's delight.
The chocolate batter's baked in two pans, then cooled and cut into two layers apiece. Chocolate wafers made with parchment paper and melted chocolate, and the heavy cream mixtures whipped and spread between layers. You can also use a microplaner to grate the chocolate over part of the cake. Those heading to a cookie swap make it swamped by chocolate lovers for nocciolata-filled chocolate chip cookies, nocciolata being a sinful spread of cocoa and hazelnuts, popular in Italy.
Well, it looks like your traditional chocolate chip cookie, except it's a little bit deeper. And you crack it open, it exposes the whole center filled with nocciolata, almost like a chocolate chip cookie meets lava cake.
Josh Jocelyn of Rigoni di Asiago says you can also add a colorful twist on another favorite, the thumbprint cookie, by going beyond the classic red center. The Italian producers of organic honeys, chocolate hazelnut, and dozens of flavors of organic fruit spread also recommend changing the shape. Their recipe calls for softened butter, brown and granulated sugar, egg yolk, vanilla flour, almond flour, cornstarch, sometimes sliced almonds for garnish, and the center is jam or fruit preserve. To save time, we turn to former White House executive pastry chef Bill Yostis, owner of Perfect Pie in New York City.
In the case of pies, which is one of my specialties, you can certainly make the pie dough, and I would say make it, and then while it's still malleable and kind of easy to roll out, you could roll it into sheets. That's what we do. Or even what is possible is I use this method that I talk about in my books, where you can you shape the dough, put it into the pie shell, and then pre-bake it about halfway. So that means about 20 minutes at 350 degrees. And then so there you have it, that it's sort of, it's half-baked, so it's still not that crispy and flaky where it will break up. But then you can freeze those, wrap them well, of course, so you avoid freezer burn. And then when you pull them out of the freezer, then you can fill them with your pie filling, put the top layer of raw dough on, and then bake the whole thing to order. So you've saved like 50% of the time by doing any of those things, making the pie dough in advance and rolling it out, or even pre-baking the bottom shell.
And for cookies, which can be made a day ahead, Becker's festive-looking, gooey-in-the-middle chocolate snowflake cookies. They're made with sugar, vegetable oil, melted baking chocolate, eggs, vanilla extract, flour, baking powder, kosher salt. The balls of dough are rolled in confectioner sugar before they're baked, so each turns out, she says, unique and beautiful-looking, just like snowflakes. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.